It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name is Chad Summers.
You heard the man correctly.
Happy Friday to you. Summer is amongst us, thank goodness. Before we get into the birthdays, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. We've got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Do not miss those. Keep abreast of what is going on in the world so you don't look like an ass on the weekend when you're out with your buds. And be sure to click on all the things that support the show. More specifically, subscribe. All right, let's get into the birthdays. We've got some big ones today. Johnny Depp, 59. Natalie Portman, 41. And Michael J. Fox is 61. Michael J. Fox is also known as a trooper. Dude got dealt a bad hand, and I really respect the guy for taking it like a champ. All right. Also on this day in history, 1973, Racehorse Secretariat won the Triple Crown by like 31 horse lengths. That's pretty amazing. That's domination. And in 2008, Ken Griffey Jr. hit his 600th home run, becoming the sixth player in history to do so. Instantly, I thought, oh, steroids, right? But I did some research, and I don't think he was on roids. They said he never got tests, or they said he never failed steroid tests. His bodily parts never grew. Like abnormally, you know, I've never heard anything about him getting roid rage and going ballistic, you know. So, yeah, cool. 1870, Charles Dickens died at Gad's Hill near Chatham, Kent. I'll be honest with you, I didn't know where the hell Chatham, Kent was, but I guess it's in Ontario, Canada. Huh. And in 1781, George Stephenson, inventor of the locomotive, was born. Thank goodness. All right. We've got breaking news. Story from Reuters. Trump faces federal charges in classified documents case. Yeah, that is big news for sure. Apparently he's being charged with 7 counts of whatever, and they are all felony charges. So yeah, this is historic. It's literally historic. So this will be very, very interesting to follow. Say what you will about Donald Trump. He can take some abuse. That's evident. We'll see how much abuse he can take. Here's one from TMZ. Oh, my gosh. You know, let's just say the headline real quick. Horrifying video shows man's final moments during brutal attack of Egyptian coast. Okay. I may have left, the key word out there. It's shark attack. You know, they've got pictures of this. Dude was eaten by a shark. He wasn't just whacked by a shark. He was eaten by the shark. And his legs, this one picture has his legs like straight up in the air. Like he was just whipped around like a rag doll. It's, you know, marine biologists and scientists say, yeah, they don't like the taste of humans. Well, that shark ate that dude. So there's an exception to that rule, apparently. there's really nothing you can do. There's places you can avoid swimming. You don't want to swim off the coast of Cape Town, South Africa. You don't want to go swimming off the west coast of Australia. You'll be eaten by sharks. And for some reason, the coast of Daytona is like the capital. Now, you're less likely to be devoured entirely there, but you might lose an arm or a leg. All right, we've got one from New York Post. This is sad. Cold-hearted teens steal 8-year-old New York City boy's lemonade stand earnings. This is terrible. This kid's like a little entrepreneur. I mean, all little lemonade stand kids are. They're awesome. But these teenagers roll up on their scooters, and when the kid's not looking, they steal $150 from them. But the kid's like, you know what? I've been working since I was 4. This is what I do. I love to work. I love everything about it. And his attire is like a Mr. Rogers sweater, you know, like a button-up with a bow tie. And he's got like a fedora-style hat. The kid's cute. I'm not gonna lie. But he took it like a champ. But he said it wasn't a total loss because a lot of his payments were done in Venmo. Oh, that is great. All right, we've got one from Fox News. Natalie Holloway suspect Joran Vandersloot arrives in U.S. to face extortion wire fraud charges. All I have to say is that is I would not want to be him in a U.S. prison. They don't fare well, people with those kind of charges and suspicions. Don't fare well. We all know what happened to Whitey Bulger. The same thing could happen to him pretty easily. If you don't know what happened to Whitey Bulger, do your research. Here's a story from Fox News. New York City vending machine offering free crack pipes to drug users runs out overnight. Well, of course, they're free. I mean, anything free is going to run out overnight. Jeez. Got one from Newsmax. Christian broadcaster Pat Robertson dies at 93. Yep, he was also the host of the 700 Club. And that's what he was mostly famous for, obviously. He ran that for decades. But he ran for president also, which I was not aware of. I don't think you're going to have a easy time finding bad things to say about that dude. Pretty successful guy. Here's a story from Newsmax. Fox News says Carlson breached contract with Twitter. Carlson's legal team told Axios that legal action by Fox would violate his First Amendment rights. Looks like we might have some entertainment coming down the road here. All right, folks, you know what time that is when it's time for the last story. It's time for some good news. We always leave the show on good news. But before we get to that, I just want to say, email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. We've got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Do not miss those. Stay abreast of what's going on in the world. Don't want to look like an ass, I'm telling you. And press all the buttons that support the show. All right, let's get into our last story, which is a good news story, of course. Texas Aquarium saves cold-stunned sea turtles. This is a couple months old. That's why they're talking about cold-stunned sea turtles. What happens is their heart rate drops, causing them to their metabolism to decrease, making them unable to do anything. It kind of sounds like the same thing that happens to the iguanas down in Florida, if you ask me. They just fall out of trees, right? I think it's similar to that. Where they're finding these turtles, I don't know. Are they just floating out in the ocean, or are they just sitting on the beach, just motionless? I don't believe the article said anything about that, but look, we're animal people here at the Lunch Show. You know, I love sea turtles. And you got to beware of the sea turtle psychos, though. They'll kick your ass. They will kick your ass. So, but I'm not a sea turtle psycho, but I love some animals. That's a good news story. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoyed the show. That's it for today. I hope you all have an awesome weekend. Be safe out there. Don't be a dumbass and drive drunk. Get ride share. Call a cab, something. And until Tuesday, keep kicking ass in your life, and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.